designed for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline,
coast to coast. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, the Donnas are in the studio.
Yes. Here we are.
Brett Anderson and Allison Robertson are here first, then Tori and Maya are going to come in here, and we'll do the rotation. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Oh, so I've got to be honest with you. Well, it's so nice when bands are nice.
Yeah,
sure, are we nice?
Sure. Well, yeah. And
have we talked yet?
You're nice. And sometimes you judge the band by their music, and you judge the band by their look, and you guys, all I knew from you was hearing your music and seeing you on Saturday Night Live, and I thought, uh-oh, we got some Hellcats. We're going to band. They're going to be angry. They're going to get mad at me. They hate men.
Yeah, well, we're more like psychological Hellcats. More like getting in under the skin type of...
Oh, killing them with kindness, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Kind
I like
of,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just... And, Drew, you know, actually, we had a lot of a-hole guests on this show earlier on, a few years back.
Oh,
they've been kind of better lately.
We got through a whole sort of season of them at the beginning, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard some interesting ones on this show.
Have I?
Yeah, but all the Blurs and who else?
We hear like Black Grape, people like that.
Black Grape and all those a-holes.
Oh, yeah.
They're way down the road. And there's a new breed of fun-loving, hard-rocking chicks, and their name are the Donnas.
Sure.
Okay.
Woo!
Applause, Anderson.
Anderson's a little office game tonight. Spend the Night is the name of the CD. We're going to hear something off of that. We'll hear a couple of cuts off of that before our 2 hours are through. And you guys are doing the Lollapalooza. You're going to Japan. Have you been to the Orient?
Yeah, yes, to Japan only. We've been to Japan twice.
True, where's the Orient?
I think they mean the Far East. That means like Indonesia and Thailand.
Yeah, it's all. I did not know the difference between Japan and China until I was like 29. All right, so you're going.
You sure you can still tell us the difference?
No, I can't.
Do you have to use food as a reference?
Even that, I didn't know.
Because they both have noodles.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can see how you do that.
I think one rice, one noodle. One Pearl Harbor, the other, I don't know what, but they're up to something. All right, so we'll give some of the tour dates out and tell you guys where you can find the band. And if you want more information or any information about the tours or anything like that, you can go to www.thedonnas.com, one word, and we'll get into all that. But first, we'll take some calls. Sarah?
Yes?
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, the first thing I wanted to say was that Dr. Drew and Adam made some ignorant and derogatory comments about Iditarod sledders and fat Eskimos.
Yes, that was
from
true.
From Alaska.
That was true, yes.
You're fat.
Adam, that's wonderful. I recommend the movie Snow Dogs, which shows you how incredibly spoiled any race dog is treated. And as far as the Eskimos are concerned, Adam, you just need to go up there because it's beautiful.
What is
the
Eskimos are beautiful.
That I have.
No, hold on a second. Hold
wow,
on.
Wow, we're in awe.
Listen,
we're in awe.
Race dogs.
We should have never written that
song.
Wow. Race dogs are treated well, just like cocks are treated well before the fight.
Or bulls.
Right.
Or pit bulls.
This isn't true.
But
there
then they actually get
the
their nuts chewed off by another dog.
That's and standards to which the dogs are all dogs.
Either way, you're pulling some fat lesbian hundreds of miles over frozen tundra. That's not a good day.
See, there's
what?
Mountains and there's trees. It's not just tundra. It's all right.
All right. What do you want? What do you want? I'm
going to
hang up on you. You're
okay.
Calling from Georgia. What do you know about Alaska?
I live there. I'm just working here.
In Georgia?
Yeah.
Doing
it
what?
It was an accident. I took the wrong road. You know, we have no sense of direction. But my question was in regards to the variety of the male member being the curve up, the curve down, and the straight is an right. average. Is that like just part of the package in your variety of males?
She's like hard to track.
I know. What do you do? You do a lot
all
of
all over the map.
You do
speed.
A lot of speed.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm an EMS. I'm always like this. Yeah.
Oh.
You do. You don't do drugs though.
No.
You just one of those sort of skeezy chicks or manic chicks, hard to hold down. There it is.
Okay, well, that answers it.
Are you a lesbian?
No.
No, but you still have one of those Leatherman things on your belt, right?
Well, I'm an EMS, of course.
I mean, you're mistaken for a lesbian. You got sort of the mullet.
No, I'm a cute hottie that's never mistaken for a lesbian.
Really?
You're fast.
You hottie?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My question was...
Are you married? Are you married?
My question was...
Are you married? I want to know if you're married.
I'm engaged, yeah.
You are? All right. Okay. All right, penis, all right, I'm put you on hold because you give me a headache. But
all of you, man.
Your penis has a lot of different English in it, the Donis, yeah. No, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some bend up, some go to the side.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that, I mean, I don't know, a lot of straight. Lost, I mean, yeah. I don't know. What would you say?
I would say that's the average. I'd say if you, you know,
I would say average is relatively, I mean, we were actually always talking about the human body is never symmetrical, nothing, no limb is straight.
Yeah. Usually when scrutinizing celebrities. Faces, you know what I'm saying? Like, so in magazines.
I would say nothing's ever perfectly straight, but I would say the average is relatively
straight. Yeah. That's been my experience, too.
Of course.
I watch a lot of porn. A lot of porn. And maybe they don't take a guy with a little English in
seems
the door.
Like a bad
but
reference.
It's not abnormal for there to be a little English in multiple directions.
Uh-oh. Drew's curving a little now.
Yeah, let's
now, to the left, to the right, doesn't matter. Up, down is always a little
disconcerting.
Down is
a little weird.
Down's
wrong. And the hockey puck action is a little bit weird.
The hockey stick.
Hockey stick.
When it's coming back.
Yes, that's a little weird. But otherwise, it's all good.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, let's got a question for the band here.
Beamer.
Beamer, you're 14. Yeah. What's up?
I want to ask Donna, like, I saw on TV they like changed their name to Donna like M for like Maya. She changed it to Donna M or something.
We have alter ego names. It's sort of just a joke, and they are the last initial of our. Well, they're the first initial of our last names. So she's Donna F.
Okay.
She's Maya Ford.
And Adam, like, I love you so much.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is this Beamer the chick, right?
Yeah.
All right.
14-year-old chick.
Yeah, and Dr. Drew,
Beamer.
Ever gives you any credit?
Thank you, Beamer.
So here's my credit.
Thank you. God bless you.
Adam, I had a question.
Hold on. Your credit was just saying no one gives him credit. He didn't actually give me credit.
No, he said, here's your credit. She said that.
And then nothing.
No, that was my credit.
Silent?
Well, listen, I'm going to sing you a birthday song. Here goes.
No.
That's nothing.
No, I said, I'm going to give you some credit. Here's your credit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But you physically have to hand him something at that point. Right. Otherwise, it's worthless.
Okay.
All right. So you gave Drew credit. You want to give me anything?
I had a question. Like, I was, like, molested or whatever when I was younger by my neighbor. And, like, now I'm bi.
Mm-hmm.
So does that have anything to do with it?
Was that a girl or boy that said that?
It was a girl.
How old was she?
She was, like, 16.
How old were you?
I was, like, 9.
There's no doubt that that can affect your sexual orientation. It doesn't have to, but it probably has something to do with it.
Right? Okay, because, like, I was wondering.
It just at least screws with your boundaries about your sexual orientation. And so now you're confused and you're trying to figure out what you are.
Yeah.
So figure it out. Just don't act on things until you have figured it out, though, if you can.
Well, no, I completely understand that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, you sound smart there, Beamer.
And you're going to take my virginity away from me, okay?
Yeah. What? Yeah, but only when you're 18 or unless we go to Mexico.
Yeah, April 7th.
All right.
Okay.
I'm also making a run to Tijuana, though, in about 3 months.
All right, well, I can meet you there.
We'll work it out, all right?
I'm part Mexican anyway.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good. You speak any of the language?
Yeah.
All I know how to say is clean up and how much. It's two things.
Quantos?
Yeah, I work with a lot of laborers over the years. You know, I work construction.
How do you say clean up?
Limpierre.
Clean up?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you say for how much?
Quantos. Quantos. Yeah. Clean up and,
Limpierre?
Limpierre. Yeah. And Rapido. And,
Muy Rapido, Limpierre.
Hurry up. Hurry and clean up. Clean up. Hurry up. Clean up. Hurry up. Hurry up and clean up. Siéntate! I'm always, I don't know if you guys call many Mexicans. I like to do this, but my favorite thing that the Mexicans do is when you call them at home and the mom answers the phone, it's always the mom, not the wife, the mom. You know, they bring her in, you know, she's holding down the fort. And I always like, is Roberto there? I'm always like, Roberto? Yeah, hold on. You know, what's the who?
Yeah.
I think they think there's trouble. Yeah. Or they wouldn't do it.
Right, right.
No matter what language you speak, if I just said, if you heard the person's name who's sitting on the sofa, you would say something, right? Right.
I can't say I've ever had that experience before. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm half Mexican.
You don't call enough Mexicans.
Nobody. That's because I am one. But oh. I don't think my mom does that. No,
no, not your mom, your grandma.
My grand. Oh, no.
Your grandma has to do it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's what you need.
She passed away, but my grandpa is kind of funny. Like I mean, he's.
I don't.
He used
notice
to be like a boxer, and he always like tests me on my Spanish.
I don't know. You don't, it coming from
he
the guy.
Forgets my name a lot, and he's like, you don't really know Spanish, do you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I studied it for like 6 years too,
mm-hmm.
on top of being half Mexican." He's like, "Let me test you," and he's like, you know, like one of those kind of guys. Like,
there, was
really
I right
proud.
With my Olympiere?
It's Limpiar, well, actually.
That actually just means to clean.
It's pretty. It actually, it's the verb. It's not conjugated.
clean.
It just means to clean.
How would you do you clean? You clean. Limpia?
Limpia.
Limpia?
Just Limpia.
All right, I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Limpia mi cuarto.
Limpia?
Limpia mi cuarto.
Okay.
Just means clean my room. If that's what you're talking about. I don't know if you're talking about your room or your body.
You're talking about humping drywall. Yeah.
No, the house. The house.
Adriana?
Adriana. Yes.
You're 20. What's up?
Well, I have a problem. My ex-boyfriend and the father of my child, my son is 4 months old, and my ex-boyfriend wants nothing to do with him. He, in the beginning of my pregnancy, he took me to an abortion clinic, and I couldn't go through with it. And so I left him there, and I haven't seen him since. And mm-hmm. since I've had the baby, I've been, like, sending pictures and letters and kind of wanting to have, you know, an input into his son's life, but he wants something to do with him and he won't return my calls. He hangs up on me and
well,
stuff.
The input he's required to give you is money.
Yeah, I've filed for that, but I haven't heard anything back from the
DA. All right, well, that's probably what he's running away from.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to have a son anyway. Why would you want to insist that a father be in this kid's life who doesn't want him? It's much better he build a fantasy about him having been in the Iraq War.
Yeah, they've killed over Baghdad.
Yeah.
Punch out.
We did that all the
15.
Time.
Yeah, I wish my dad would have done
that. I want my son to have a father.
Well, get him a male figure
Go
that's actually going to care and be in his life at least through his teens, please.
Well, right now I'm living at home and my parents won't let me date, so that's a bit of a problem.
Well, why you're 20? Why won't they let you date?
How can they stop you? You're 20.
They're religious fanatics, Adam.
Yeah. Well, a lot of good they're playing were.
Southern Baptist.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's payback time, Pops.
Wow.
Got myself a nice little kid and no dad.
Yeah. They loved it.
Yeah. Listen, girls are more rebellious than guys are in terms of if like, here's what happens all the time. Dads who are woodworkers or contractors, they have, like, carpenter sons all the time. Or they do that stuff. Like, my dad owned a body shop, then I came into the business. Women are like, my mom told me to save my virginity, so I raped a babysitter when I was 9. Like, women go the opposite of what their parents
true.
Want them to do.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Just sick of people telling us what to do.
I mean, because it's not just your parents, probably. It's because people, like, when you're in school, people...
Yeah, but
tell
the guys what to do, too.
Right, but I mean, like, if when we were younger, nobody ever would have encouraged you to be a guitar player, maybe mm-hmm. a flutist,
right.
if you will.
Piano.
Pianist, like, but, you know, like, nobody would ever encourage... If they heard that a girl was going to, like, play drums, they wouldn't encourage that. And so you've got someone telling you you can't do that as a hobby. Then you got your parents saying that you can't... Girls don't really make it to being a doctor. You could be a nurse, or you could be like a
your parents
something.
Tell you that?
Well, no, not our parents. I'm just saying, like, girls in general, there are a lot of limits to what like,
yeah, but,
people like.
And people
but,
don't tell guys when or when not to lose their virginity. And you know, if someone had encouraged me to be a carpenter, I might not be here today.
It's true.
Well, yeah, maybe the part about they sort of leave guys alone a little bit more, so there's less to rebel against. But women don't usually take up the business of what their parents did, whereas
like,
guys sort of gladly do it. Women are more like, my mom did this, and that's the last thing I wanted to do. And guys are like, my dad did it. I had
a
love of it early on. Drew, what'd your dad do?
Physician.
That's right. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What'd your dad do?
Nothing.
There you go.
Loser.
There you go.
Loser. How dare you,
what?
Drew? How dare you attack my family? Only I can attack them. And the beauty of my family is they live here in town. They all have radios, but I'm still free to say whatever I want about
them. Hi, guys.
Because they don't listen.
Oh, they never listen to the show. All right.
Ever.
So,
except grandma to just gather information to bust your ass with.
Yeah. All right. I can take her. Yeah. All right, so let's hear a song from the Donnas, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. You queued up there, Anderson? This one is called Who Invited You? Donnas, that was Take It Off. This is a little piece of erroneous information I got on my screen saying what song we're going to, but we got
it's
it.
The number one hit single.
We got it straightened out. Yeah, and that's a song that we use a drop or play as a bumper.
We heard that.
What do we use that for, Drew?
Somewhere, bumper.
We heard you
intro.
Introduce us as a chick rock band.
Chick rock band, yeah.
Chicks love that stuff.
Do they?
Dude. Chicks, brah.
You guys are good. Yeah, and it's kind of a, I don't know, it's always whenever we talk musical trends, it never quite works out, but it's going a good direction now. Mm-hmm. Seems to be getting back to the basics, but it's not all that, it's not all grungy and complaining, it's just sort of basic rock stuff, kind of.
Yeah, we're trying not to ever be in part of the trends. That's why we don't fit in with anybody. Well, Lollapalooza, though, is not a very trendy, like, all the bands are, like, rock bands, they're not, like,
Who else is on the tour this year?
Lollapalooza, Audioslave,
Queens of Stone Age, Jane's Addiction, Jurassic 5. It's like all kind of
Incubus.
Wow.
Yeah. All very rootsy bands. Not like, you know what I mean? Like rootsy as far as like they all kind of stuck to their guns and sounded the same over the years. And
yeah, and no.
They don't buy into lots of trends.
But a nice variety in the sense that
they're all different.
Two of the same bands
exactly.
on there.
Exactly.
That's good. All right. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Kristen?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question on birth control, actually. I've been on it for 10 years, and everything that I read, it says that after about 10 years, you know, you have a higher chance of getting breast cancer, any other kind of female cancer. And what I was
wondering... Whoa, whoa, woo. Where did you read that?
It's in my my birth control, the little sample
pamphlet
that I get. Yeah, the pamphlet.
Reduced.
She's right. Sometimes they say that, but it's not.
It's reduced it's not risk of ovarian cancer, reduced risk of uterine cancer.
True.
But okay. Not if you smoke, though.
No.
The smoking issue is the clots and the vascular problems over 30.
Uh-huh.
So the breast cancer issue is sort of unknown still.
Okay.
But there are significant benefits to being on the pill at this point.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it's true.
How long before you should get off of it, though?
There's no notion that it needs to be taken off at this point.
So you want to have a baby.
Yeah.
The pamphlet's not true then?
What pamphlets are you talking about, though?
I know what she's talking about.
What's she talking about?
What are these?
The pamphlets that come when you get them.
Yes.
Sometimes
you mean the package insert?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The actual pamphlet that comes inside when you open it up, like your prescription.
It says increased risk of ovarian and uterine cancer.
I mean, I would have to read it. I'm not positive, but I remember reading something similar that was like alarming, and then my physician was like, no, that's exact opposite.
Right. And
why would it say that? Oh, are they just covering themselves? What
there's no
doing?
Limit also. I mean, like some people say you can't take it for like more than 3 years in a row, and then you've got to stop and then start again.
No,
it's not true.
There's no evidence for that.
It's to the point with
it's
all these horrible attorneys and all the litigation and litigious society we're in that you can no longer just read anything anymore. There's too many pages, too many warnings, too many disclaimers. Now it all gets thrown out. All the babies go out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
We should all know that if it's written, it doesn't mean it's true. Unless it's in our lyric book.
Yeah. Every
that is, yeah. The scripture of the truth.
We got to get one.
Hey,
we got
to go to break.
No, we don't. David?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
How you doing, Adam?
Good. How you doing?
Much love to you
Drew.
Dr. Drew.
Right.
Take your time, Dave.
Yeah.
But basically, I wanted to point out a couple weeks ago, you said you're talking about how you hate the guys with the fanny packs and the cut-off sleeves.
I don't like the guys in the Tiger workout pants.
Zupa pants.
Fanny.
Yeah. They're called Zupa pants.
Zupa pants with the fanny pack. Leather fanny pack, worse, too, than nylon.
What do they have in there, anyways?
Their dignity.
Wallets.
Their soul.
So you mentioned that. The next day I'm at the gym working out, and I see the worst ever.
Go ahead.
It's the guys with the sweaters that they cut the top off of their sweaters.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got the half the sleeves on the sweaters.
They cut like around here.
Like flash dance.
They do a flash dance.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. You mean their sweatshirts.
You mean sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Sweaters. What's wrong?
Sounds
with
like something
our
Maya
collars?
Would wear. Sorry.
Really?
And what? Call it a sweater even if it was a sweatshirt.
Well, she's dancing now.
That's horrible. True. You see that at your gym?
I've been to a gym in a long time.
Guys who modify their shirts, there's always something wrong with those guys.
Yeah.
You know the guys I don't like? I don't like the guys with the big arms. Whose sleeves magically fall off of everything they own.
Right.
Like you see them walking through places like the airport, and they're just wearing a suede vest with no shirt underneath. It's like,
it's
we get it. We get it. You got big arms, and you look good. So go to the beach and show them off. But don't go to the goddamn airport and show them off.
We're not big fans of showing off the arms of men. I don't think we're not really looking at the
That's
arms.
That's right, because you appreciate what's up here in my brain.
Exactly.
That's the greatest aphrodisiac, not the size of the guy's biceps, right?
Of course not.
No.
Yeah, you like a guy with a sense of humor and a nappy head of hair.
We actually do like funny guys.
Yeah, yeah. And a little
well, Grant, there was something funny here, wasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if he's easy on the eyes, that's a perk too, right? I mean,
true,
know.
But we do put, I think sense of humor is like number one for everybody.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, I'm in like with the dinosaurs. Drew has zero sense of humor. Drew actually takes away from my sense of humor.
That's right.
I'm usually like a good solid 8, but when Drew's in the room, I'm down to 5.5.
Now, together, you guys make the perfect man seem.
He's the black hole of sense of humor.
The humor and the brains.
What's that?
The humor and the brains kind of mixed together there.
Yeah, he's not that smart. All right, we'll take a little break. The Donners are here, and we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We got two of the Donnas in the studio. Allison and Brett are here. And then we're going to bring in Tori and Maya.
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 Amaya.
She's going to correct you anyway. We don't need to worry.
You're going to get it for that.
Isn't M-A-Y-A? Beware. How can that be Maya? Is that how you spell Maya?
Yeah.
How would you spell Maya?
There are actually multiple spellings. But
I'd spell it with an I. How do you spell Maya?
Actually, when it's with M-I-A, it's Mia.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put an I there. I was going to put that in there. It'd be easier. All right. But the people named May.
You should call
spell
her May.
Spell that M-I-Y, do they?
You should test her.
All right. Where is we, Drew? I'm going to the phones here. Speak to, what word is that?
Dayon.
Dayon. All right. Dayon.
Dayon.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Jeez.
That's okay.
Okay.
Oh,
whatever.
You poor people. You go through life, you have to correct everybody every day, right?
I know. It sucks.
Yeah, don't do it anymore.
I know.
Just leave them alone.
I hate it.
No, don't do it. Don't correct them.
Okay.
I was just standing with the producer, Ann, 10 minutes ago, and she said, yeah, you and Adam are going to meet up with us next Friday. I knew she meant Drew. I didn't say anything. It was cool. I knew what you meant. All right. So what's going on then, Dayon?
Well, I've been suffering quite a while with anxiety and depression and some other difficult things. I just kind of, through my memory and stuff, have developed the process that you go through when you're young and you learn that your father has molested you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going through this, and I am seeing a psychiatrist right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps me as much as possible. But I have a large family. I'm an only child, and I was adopted really young. But
Hold on. Whoa, it's getting more complicated all the
time.
How
do you have a large family?
Right.
My mom has 9 brothers and sisters, and
your mom, the woman who adopted you.
Correct.
And how old were you when you were adopted?
I was 3 days old.
Okay. 3 days old.
All right.
All right.
And what's the question for us?
My cousin also molested me.
Ooh.
Whenever I was 7, and she was a female.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And I'm married and
mm-hmm.
bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's where some of that confusion came from?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right.
All right.
And I'm having difficulties because I've just became aware of other people in my family being molested.
Okay. Well, that kind of happens that way.
Well, let me ask a question that just popped into my head. You know, we always get into this sort of nature versus nurture kind of thing.
Sure.
Dayon, she was adopted by this screwed up family who basically just has sex with each other. Maybe there's some kind of bizarre rationalization that she wasn't blood or something, but who knows? They're screwed up. She's screwed up because she was adopted by this family, but has sought therapy and sounds sort of smarter than they are.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the nature part.
That's right. Could be.
Yeah. Do you see that you're different than your family?
Yes.
All right, good. So
I feel very different, but it was just such a close-knit family because we lived in a small town here in Oklahoma, and it was so small that all the family lived right around one area.
I thought she was going to tell one of those jokes that when they raised the flag, the town capsized.
That's
like,
right.
I thought it was going to like...
But think how weird that would be, that just your whole world revolved around this enmeshed family.
It's true.
And within this enmeshed tight family system where there were no boundaries, people were having sex with each other, and who is your dad? And you were adopted. I mean, it's just so nutty.
It's a disaster.
Yeah. It's like that everywhere.
Yeah.
No.
Not
in Canada.
Yes, it is.
But there's other people out there.
There's a lot. I mean, that goes on a lot. It's all in a small town.
It's all we do all night. Hey, but listen, so you're getting some therapy.
I'm getting some therapy.
How's your marriage going?
My marriage is great. My husband is wonderful. I mean, I've been diagnosed first with a brain tumor.
Oh, my God.
But then they found out that it wasn't a brain tumor. And then I was...
Turned out to be a zit.
What was it? What did it turn out to be?
They said it was an air pocket, But then I've went to numerous neurologists that have told me that there are no such thing as air pockets.
That's correct.
And they've done other MRIs and CAT scans and numerous tests, and I've been in and out of the hospital with seizures, and they're calling them pseudo-seizures.
Fictitious seizures.
Oh, okay.
Our callers only have fictitious seizures.
Well, this is what happens. She was abused, and then there becomes this sort of hypochondriac thing that ends up happening.
You know what's weird?
But it's different than your Jewish hypochondriac. It's different.
It has a biological sort of deeper basis to it. It's like
people have to take care of myself now.
Well, they have these fits that look like seizures, but they're really sort of primitive expressions of panic.
Right.
And it's what's really interesting? How many calls have we had about fictitious seizures? Like 3 in the last 10 days?
Yes, it's a trend.
I gave a presentation about them the day before that trend happened.
So I should blame you.
How weird is that?
Why don't you give a lecture on big jugs?
Okay, I'll do that next week.
Please. All right. We could turn the tide of bogus seizures and get into the big jug stuff. Hey, listen.
Yes.
What you need to do is stay with your therapy and not act out. I don't like this part where you're married and you announce that you're bisexual, because that just gives you an opportunity to step out on your husband.
I'm never going to step out on him.
All right, so you're not bisexual.
Don't call yourself bisexual anymore. Okay. Then you're heterosexual. You're married. You have a good man. You're going to therapy. You've had a tough life, but you're 22. You're fine. You just stick with everything.
It's so hard.
It is hard. There will be medication.
Much pain. Headaches and
right.
But again, this is all. Look at this is all how your body expresses the tale of woe of your primitive self.
Right.
That part of you that was abused and left behind and you just disconnected from has no other way to communicate with the world and tell its distress other than with seizures and pain and all these physical manifestations.
But how do I make friends? I've never had friends.
This is just unraveling.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Here's what you need to do. Do you have any kids?
No.
Good.
I want children.
No, I know. No.
Not right now.
Listen, I want a Bengal tiger. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
All right, same thing with you and the kids.
I have dogs.
Okay, good. That's even
perfect.
Enough. That may be too much.
Hamsters.
Maybe get a parrot. Okay, listen. No kids for a while.
Okay.
You don't want to screw them up.
Right.
You stick with your therapy. You stick with your husband.
Right.
And you just let life start happening. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. You've been through a lot. You got to give a couple of years to straighten everything out. It's all right. You make friends. Don't put a bunch of pressure on everybody.
Let them find you.
Yeah.
We make people find us. We don't have that many friends.
You guys are in a band. Everyone comes after you.
No, but you don't make real friends like that. You know what I mean?
But she is
afraid
of friends.
Who cares? They kiss your ass.
You know what,
though?
In high school and, like, until our band started being somewhat successful, we had no friends.
Mm-hmm. But she's afraid that a friend is going to exploit her.
Mm-hmm.
And or abuse her or intrude upon her.
She'll have a bisexual relationship with them.
Right. And that's why, she can't maintain her boundaries with them, and so it's tough.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, look, everyone says that, you know. They go, well, I don't know if this person's kissing up to me because I'm in a band or I'm on radio or I'm on TV or they really like the real me. Who cares? They're kissing ass. That's what you need to focus on. All right.
Yes,
you need to focus on
like
just keeping the band going so people continue kissing your ass.
Well,
that's
we're just friends with each other.
On.
We don't have any other friends.
We kiss each other's asses.
But why? Why? Like, if somebody's like, well, they just want to be friends with me because they saw me on TV.
Well, that's
or
not how we think. It's just you can see right through people. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, who cares?
Some people you don't want as a friend.
I think we lose more friends from being in a band.
Yeah,
than
you definitely.
Friends.
I mean, people get offended because you're always gone and you don't have time to hang out.
Especially boyfriends.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
They can't handle it.
People get jealous.
No. That's why it's just them.
Can't handle.
You have no idea how it is. No, just
traveling. They don't like the traveling.
They don't like it when like 1,000 guys are looking at us on stage.
Can you imagine that? I don't know.
They don't
why.
Like that.
Hmm.
What is wrong with that?
But that's what would initially
that's
attract
like.
Them, you know? Yeah. Like
it's true.
Like
it's like a catch 22, isn't it?
Yeah. Guys,
well, that's why it's hard to meet guys, too.
I don't want to equate the band with strippers, but this is what happens.
Hey, you have no idea.
Thing.
We talk about that all the time, how
it
when we're
the
up
same
there,
thing.
you can be as manly as you want to try to be, and you still feel like you're a stripper up
or
there because
me.
Yeah. Brent Allison coming to stage five. Show what you got. Chicken money maker. Blah, blah. Businessman's lunch. Businessman's lunch. Thursday through Saturday.
You know what, though? We actually, there's a stripper chart. Mm-hmm. Like for strip clubs, and we really want our songs to be on the stripper charts.
Oh yeah,
you can probably tell by the fact that we named it "Take It Off."
We're like aiming for. I mean, it's about a guy taking off, but we still want it played at like all the strip clubs.
Yeah, well,
we go to strip clubs.
I don't know if ASCAP pays you for that kind of stuff.
It's a real chart. It's a legit chart,
and it's certainly good.
Great.
It's a good way to move some product because here's the audience. The audience is half drunk. They got half a boner, and they're sitting there, and they got your song coursing through their brain.
Yes, exactly.
And then, so they associate your song with boobs and beer and boners.
It's great.
And so they want to hear that because it reminds them of a happier time. Drew?
You need a song called Triple B.
What's that?
Boobs and beer and boner?
Nice.
I think Zappa did that one before it kicked off. Lee?
Yes?
It's a bunch of everyone's name I have to sort of look at for a good five count tonight.
I was wondering the whole time if you were gonna say Leah.
No. I got the chick Lee down.
I like it when you do that to the people that are struggling with their identities already, though.
Start yelling.
That's a nice
their
trick right there.
I really have to give Adam credit because I listen to you guys every night, and you might cut a lot of jokes, but you really pull it out when it's people that have been sexually abused and stuff, and kids. You just blow my mind.
Thanks, baby doll.
You come up.
It's an interesting choice of words, though. You pull it out when they.
I was wondering about that myself.
Yeah.
No, you really. No, I mean, you really pull out some maturity.
Thank you.
It's true.
I'm going to rein it in for your call, though, so go ahead.
Okay. The question's more for Dr. Drew, but there's more funny type highlights for you.
All right. Go.
Okay. Since my second child, which they basically had to go in and pull out with forceps, I have had, you know, I'm pretty young, but I've had where I don't have bladder control. And, like, I mean, not, like, pee
All
in
right.
my pants, but, like, if
All
I...
All right, good enough. Bladder control problems. We're going to take a break. She's going to keep going, so I'm going to cut her off. But has something to do with the forceps being wedged up or to
Could
yank
be.
The kid out?
Could be.
All right, the Donners are here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with bladder control and you. Hey. Just caught the enemy yelling for Drew.
Woo!
The Donnas are here. We got Brett Nelson in the studio.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
What's up?
It's true.
We're going to hear something else from the Donnas, and you can catch them on the Lollapalooza tour this year. They're also heading over to Japan, and well, let's see what we can do. You can go to www.thedonnas.com if you want to get information about them or tour dates or any of that stuff. I got a ton of tour dates here, but you just go to the website and find them.
We got to finish with the bladder control problem here.
That's right. That's right.
No. That was for the six.
Oops.
Five is next.
Lee?
Yes?
So, Lee, you ever since your difficult delivery, you pee yourself. Is that about summarize it?
Yes.
Only if, like, I'm laughing or I cough real hard.
Right, and that's called stress urinary incontinence, and that happens from having babies, and your bladder neck sort of changes. Everything's sort of directed much more towards Mecca, towards the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it makes it difficult for the muscle. The muscles change, the direction of the bladder neck changes, and there's operations to correct that, and there's medications, too.
Well, I haven't been to my OBGYN about it. I have a... medical that I'm not real happy with, and I just
well,
I have it.
That,
it's
you?
Also an embarrassing
Sorry.
Problem at my age.
It is at your age to be unusual. Most women in their 40s get this or 50s. It's called stressed urinary incontinence, but it is very common. And there's something called there's Detrol and Ditropan, and there's bladder sling surgeries that can be done, repairs. So
well,
there's a lot can be done.
Commercials every day, but like I said, I'm embarrassed. Nobody knows. I don't even
hold on. You see you see commercials every day
for Detrol, probably.
For those things.
Yeah.
For the pills he's speaking of.
For the pills.
But daytime TV.
It is daytime.
No idea what's going on during the day.
But I've been pretty much, what are you drinking tonight? Now, I've been pretty much just keeping it as my secret. I mean, but I don't want, what really did it me in is I was at the Foo Fighters concert last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, and I was yelling and screaming so much that I was coughing, and I started coughing so much, and I'd been drinking, and I said, I have to go to the bathroom right now, and my husband's like, okay, come on, what's the problem? And I'm like, no, you don't understand, right now.
How?
And I literally, thank goodness I had on black pants, because I did a little bit pee my pants.
All right.
And I, you know, I'll never get myself.
Oh, I bet her husband just wants to kill himself. Like, oh my
she
God.
She says boobs.
I don't know, but listen, baby doll, calm down. You got a little urine. You let a little urine go every once in a while. It happens to the best of us. You go and talk to your doctor, see about those medications. You wear your black pants. Maybe throw one of those faux finishing sponges up there. They suck up a lot of moisture before you hit the road. You're fine. All right? Don't worry about it. You had a baby. You had a tough delivery. It's all right. It's all right.
It's very common.
It happens all the time.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know it's normal.
Everybody I know has this problem. All right.
Have her say B-O-O-B-S. Let's ask her to say that.
After a couple of beers, after...
Right. Couple of beers. Say boobs for us.
Boobs?
Yeah, she did have a little of that pubes thing going. A couple of beers, who cares? And listen, you know, you go to those concerts, the line at the woman's room is so long. It's a real time saver for her.
Oh, yeah. It's the faux sponge.
Skip it.
Right into the faux sponge.
Just whiz on herself right there. It's all right.
I think a lot of people have problems like that.
Very common.
It's like...
Very
Here's some very important information for the band.
Layla?
Coming up.
Hi.
Hey, you're 18. What's up?
Going on four.
Hey, I just wanted to say something to the Donnas. They just mentioned that you guys wanted your like songs on like the strip club list.
Yeah.
I'm a stripper, and they play your guys' song. I think it's called All
Woo!
The Time. I danced to that song a zillion times.
Woo!
Yeah, and the guys love it.
That's sweet. Rad.
You're calling from North Hollywood. Where do you dance? The Star Garden?
Am I allowed? The screener said I couldn't say it on the radio.
I'll say it.
I work at a place called the Strip Joint.
We should go down and visit.
In Pomona? It's on Mission in Pomona.
Pomona? You're living out in North Hollywood?
You live in the Strip
Joint? I was born there.
I live in Pomona. My boyfriend lives in North Hollywood.
Oh, where you were born in a Strip Joint?
No.
Pomona?
Come on. Yeah. North Hollywood.
North Hollywood?
Yeah.
That's my hometown.
Really?
North Hollywood High, baby doll.
Colfax.
Colfax Elementary?
Yeah.
I went there.
You did, so did I.
I live across the street. I lived across the street from the place.
No, I lived across the street from the place.
Where?
I lived on Colfax.
Oh, my God. They are the same person.
Do you live on Colfax?
No, I lived on Houston. And we're going to figure this out. You want to...
Is she going?
She's splitting her time between North Hollywood and Pomona. Those are the two.
It's like
we should totally visit.
Splitting your time between Baghdad and
Purgatory and Hell.
We like to
Beirut.
We like to visit the girls at the strip clubs.
Not when they're in Pomona.
Well,
all right, Layla.
Sometimes
good times.
You don't have a choice.
I think you always have a choice if you're a stripper. You don't want to go to Pomona. Pomona's horrible. North Hollywood. You went to Colfax.
Yeah.
Elementary.
Yeah, until we moved.
And then where'd you go? We all went up north?
Yeah, we all grew up in Palo Alto. Like, that's where we all ended up.
When did you leave the North Hollywood area?
When I was 6 or 7.
You went to elementary? You went to first grade there?
Kindergarten, first grade, and some of second grade. I was in second grade, but I was actually a first grader.
When you started on radio, she was in second grade.
They skipped me. Oh, yeah. I don't know
about that. Wait a minute. How old are you?
23.
She's eighth grade.
8th grade? All right. We'll work this out. But the point is, we went to the same elementary school.
Yes.
Yeah. There should be a plaque up with
Let's see. I wonder if any of the same teachers. Miss Fortier?
No.
She was scary.
Didn't have her. Mr. Backus?
That sounds familiar. Might have still been there.
Yeah, see,
I was like moved to second grade because I could read.
Yeah.
And so I was like in this class with all these tall kids and the scary second grade teacher, and all my friends were in first grade, and it was...
Oh, right.
It was, like, scary. Yeah. So.
I think we're kind of heading the opposite direction, classically. I was held behind. Well, actually, I never did miss a grade. They just figured out, please get rid of this guy. Kevin?
Yeah, hey.
You're 13?
Yeah, you actually were beyond flunking out. You were accelerated to get him out of there.
Yeah.
Get rid of this one as quick as possible.
Yeah, and by the way, holding him back a grade is not going to help any. We're going to have to flunk him back again. Eventually, we're going to have to stuff him up his mom's coos. That's what they said. They did the math. They saw, you know, once we drop you from fifth to fourth, we're going to have to drop you down to third. You're going to be like a truck that's downshifting into a steep corner. Well, eventually, you'll be out. You'll be on your own. You'll be an infant. You'll be a zygote. And then you won't exist.
God.
That's
physical.
They did the heavy math there.
But then you'll come back around through the school.
To haunt us in this system again.
This guy, 13.
Let's just push him ahead.
No, we got to. These guys are leaving, and the other half of the band's coming in. So.
All right. Yeah. There's a question for the band, so we can have band half, the evil half, come in here and answer the band question.
Why aren't we the evil half?
No.
All right, you are.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, they want to be the evil half.
I want to thank Allison and Brett for coming in here from the Donnas. We're going to take a little break. We'll have a question for the other half of the Donnas after this. Buddy, love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Maya and Tori are both here now, sitting in for the band because they're in the band.
That's right.
I'm trying to think. I'm looking up on the schedule. I was trying to figure out who the hell was going to be in here next, but there's too many names up there. I can't figure it out.
No, it's the cast of The Real Cancun.
The Real Cancuners are coming in here tomorrow night, so we'll talk to them.
Good time.
The movie didn't do that well, but don't bring that up tomorrow night, would you, Drew?
Yeah.
It was great.
Did you see it?
Well, tell the Donnas liked it.
Donnas love it.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it. God, their parents got to be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll get in that tomorrow night.
Is this a porno we're talking about?
No. It's a real-world movie or something.
Yeah, it's like an MTV movie.
It's but
like
it's in Cancun.
Spring Break documentary.
Oh. We never really get to see movies in the theaters.
Too busy traveling?
Yeah, we saw A Mighty Wind, though, and that was really good.
Wahapa!
That was good?
Yeah. The Christopher Guest new film.
Yeah, really he's usually pretty good. I mean, Spinal Tap and Waiting for Guffman and all that stuff. We didn't do that well. So, it's going to get played tomorrow night for the Real Cancuners. All right, so we're going to take some questions for the Donnas here, and we'll hear something off the new CD also in this break. Kevin?
Yeah, hey, Adam.
You're 13?
Yep.
Go ahead.
All right, well, first off, actually, I just want to say I'm really going to miss you and Jimmy on The Man Show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's really inspired me. And
When is the new Man Show going to go to air?
I don't know when the new Man Show is going to go to air. But thanks for being inspired by us, although that always frightens me.
And what exactly were you inspired to do?
Everything they do.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's nice.
It's bad. You're 13?
Wow.
Yes. Oh.
Wow.
So that would be... Oh.
Would be demean women and chug beer?
Yes, actually.
Masturbate a nap?
Well, you're not a man yet. So you should wait.
According to the Jewish religion, he is.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah.
All right, well, my question's for the Donnas, of course, and I just wanted to know, how long have you been together as a band?
Actually, in about a couple of weeks, it'll be 10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
You guys met in what grade?
Well,
Tori and Allison in fifth grade. And
yeah.
We met in fourth grade. And then we met Brett in seventh grade.
And we started the band in eighth grade.
Is everybody in the same grade?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
We just all moved to the same area.
You all moved, like, out to the Bay Area?
To Palo Alto?
Yeah. Did
parents in the computer?
We just all came from cities that had bad schools, so we wanted to go to Palo Alto because they had a really good public school system.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. I mean, usually people just try to move across town into a better area.
Well, me and Tori live in San Francisco and Berkeley, and they have really, really bad
public schools there.
I see.
And we couldn't really afford the
Brett's parents
school.
Didn't want her going to Walter Reed, where I went, so they moved to Palo Alto. Yeah. I wish my parents would have done that. Who knows?
Or Allison, you know, either one.
My mom also taught at Stanford.
I was going to say, somebody's parents had to have taught
but
at Stanford.
But she hates them. She calls them bad names
all
the time.
What'd she teach?
English.
What does she call them?
A-holes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, good. Bastards.
She calls the Stanford students that?
No, it's the faculty.
She hates
students,
right?
She curses at the faculty all the time. She loves the students.
What does she like about the faculty?
They just don't respect her. They think she's, like, weird and, like, she, like, teaches yoga and writing, so they think she's, like, fruity and crazy.
She teaches yoga and
she's
writing?
But not at the same time. No, at the same time.
Really?
Yeah, like,
that
you
is a
downward dog
fruity.
And you start writing a story in the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't your sweat just drop all over the page and ruin it?
Yeah, but you get, you know, cool paper.
Creative.
Waterproof
creative.
Pens.
Wow. Well, that is definitely one of those Bay Area.
I guess you can do yoga and then write.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
You got it.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
So, like, what's the answer? Fourth grade, basically?
Yeah, well, that's when we, two of us met each other, and we started in eighth grade. Yeah.
And so the band notion came in eighth grade?
Yes, yeah, at the end of eighth grade.
And could anyone play instruments back then?
Or? Me and Allison had been playing for, like, 6 months or something.
Yeah.
And
before we all started playing together.
And so you started practicing. When did you play your first sort of official gig?
We played at our middle school at lunchtime a month after we started. So
really?
We started to actually play that show.
That's pretty early.
Yeah, and it was fun, you know, having something to do after school.
Did you cover songs?
We played four cover songs.
What'd you play?
Shonen Knife, Riding on the Rocket, L7, American Society,
L7.
The Muffs, Big Mouth, and Syndicate of Sound, Hey Little Boy. Yeah.
And how'd it go?
I think we did pretty good.
I don't think we messed up that much.
No, but, you know, people weren't that
They went over everyone's head because we were so advanced and, you know, so good that they just couldn't get it.
They didn't listen or they just walked away?
Well, no. There, but no one was really excited about a girl band playing.
They just stared at
us. Really?
Sat down, ate their lunch.
That seems weird to me that they wouldn't be in. The guys wouldn't be into it.
And then you played your first sort of school gig in still in the eighth grade. But then when did you play your first like club or official gig?
I think we were probably like 16 when we played our first show in San Francisco at a club.
We were sophomores in high school. I think.
So all through high school, you guys were a band that was making some money and a little bit.
Yeah, like we made $50 at our first show. I was really excited.
We got to go to Taco Bell and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, you can do that even if you're, I think you can do that if you're not in a band.
That's right.
And
go to Taco Bell, everyone.
But it must have been cool going through. I mean, I know everyone has horrible memories of their high school, but I mean, it was nice. You guys had your group, had your clique, and you were playing. And
I think it helped us a lot because, like, everyone like made fun of us in school and called us freaks. And Ozzy Osbourne was my dad. We were lesbian crackheads and stuff.
These were the rumors.
So
right.
No, this is serious. This is for reals. No, but so it was cool that we had each other to, like, you know, hang out with
and something to do. You know.
And when did you start touring?
Right when we left high school, like about 6 months after we left.
Yeah, we three of us went to college for a little while, and we knew we were going to take a leave of absence and
real college, Adam, real college.
Real college.
UC Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And then
Berkeley.
And then you got out of that, and you went and started, you just got in a van kind of thing?
Yeah.
Hit the road?
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, wow, we're making $100 a night? All right!
Wow. Were your parents worried that a bunch of girls were getting in a beat-up van and hitting the road?
I think they were a little concerned, but they've always been pretty supportive. So
yeah,
they
always
cool
trusted us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huge mistake.
I don't know.
I think it's really nice, and I'm always kind of envious when somebody figures out what they want to do real early and gets with it and gets on it and doesn't have that. You know, everyone I know between the 18 and 34, 40, has that sort of just wandering around trying to figure out what they're going to do next.
I feel kind of lucky that we know what we're doing and stuff because, you know, we've been working at it for 10 years, so we're kind of ahead of all the other kids.
And it's nice to be so tight as a band so young, too. Like, I mean, most people find each other out of college or something. They spend 5-8 years getting it together, and then they're their 30s, and they want to have kids, and they have kids, and they have relationships and there's all these other reasons that pull them out of the band, but you don't have any kids, right?
No, I have like 10 kids.
10 kids?
I had a kid with our manager.
You neglect them, right? Oh, really?
I never feed them. Just keep them in the closet.
Yeah, but the point is you're not letting your 10 children get in the way of the band.
Right.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Band comes first always.
Ryan?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had an accident with my girlfriend. Condom broke about maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Planned Parenthood. I tried to take care of it there. They were filled up. We went to a pharmacy, took care of it there. She ended up puking after about 2 hours of having the dose in her system.
You're talking about the morning after pill?
Yeah, the morning after pill.
That's pretty common.
And
you took Prevens and not Plan B, right?
We did have Plan B.
Well, you had Plan B. Mm.
Yeah.
Why? The Prevens makes you throw more
usually,
than the Plan B?
Yeah.
No idea. You know, it was
the first time
incident for
Ryan,
me.
Ryan, so. Usually the Prevens causes the nausea and vomiting. The Plan B can, though.
So. Yeah, she's really small, though. Like,
So that's common. Most people get nausea after that. So there you go.
All right, now what about the part where you throw up an hour after?
Well,
we talked about this.
The reason you're throwing up is that you absorbed it. You're fine.
You've absorbed it, or you haven't half absorbed it?
No, you've absorbed it by then. All right. You'll see the pill.
I called back to Planned Parenthood. They didn't know what they were talking about. They said the possibilities are still there and everything. And
no, you're fine.
It's always always good to comb through your vomit, though. Make sure there's no pills or
fragments of pills.
I found some keys in there once.
Really?
I've been looking for a long time. Roll of nickels. Stuff I hadn't seen in a long time.
Totally. What's with the American flag on your key here?
I don't know.
What's that?
Somebody did that. I didn't do that.
I knew that you didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Drew.
Yeah, I've defended you on that one.
It's great radio. There's nothing wrong with the American flag on a key.
Yeah, but it's weird.
I don't wear my American flag Converse anymore. I got Anarchy ones.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Yeah, American. Screw America.
Yeah.
All right, so Ryan's fine, right?
She's fine, yeah.
All right.
Good.
Hey, Jack?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
Bogus.
I already don't believe you.
I don't either. It's bogus.
Don't believe you.
Why?
It's just your attitude.
You're totally 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 14. I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
Is it normal for a guy to jack off, like, 14 times a day?
Yeah,
14 times a day.
It's a little light.
Yeah,
a little
Jack,
light.
Completely normal.
Like, see up in the 20s.
Yeah, tell all your friends you called and asked this question.
Will it affect long-term?
No.
Yeah, yes.
You'll go blind.
That's right. Nuts will drop off in about 3 weeks.
Like, you won't have longer sex?
Jack, come on.
Jack, we have people who are in need of our advice. You understand?
I'm in need, too.
Maybe you should take Viagra.
Yeah, see if you can go for 15. What's your normal schedule for beating off, Jack?
Morning.
Yeah, how many in the morning?
One
in the morning.
Yeah.
All right. Then what?
Well, I can't do it during school.
Right. So when's the next one?
After dinner.
After dinner. That's one.
You wait all the way till after dinner.
Wow! Good job.
That's two. That's two.
That's two.
Several times after dinner.
Several times.
Oh. Okay.
And then what? Just 10 before you call the night?
No, that's about it. Four times.
I thought you said 14.
Well, that now adds up to 6. Where are the other 8?
What? Yeah, I can't hear him. It's
all right.
Okay.
Idiot.
Yeah.
He's lying.
Of course.
Well,
beat off.
We, last night we got a guy who got one syllable in, and Drew knew it was bogus.
Yeah.
Today we got two. He said, yeah, I think. He said, yeah, twice. We knew it was bogus.
I think
bogus.
It was two syllables, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have learned. Yes. You know.
Smart.
People who are lying sound like liars. Hmm. Eventually you sound like what you are. Yeah, keep that in mind.
Okay.
Kylie?
Kyle?
Kyle?
Yeah, hey.
Jeez, I got so many. I'm all in between names tonight.
Yeah, you screwed up.
Yeah.
It's you.
All right, Kyle. Go ahead, sorry.
Kylie.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you do Kylie? Put an I and an E at the end of that?
Yeah. What's up, Kyle?
My girlfriend and I recently found out she was pregnant, and we are going to get an abortion, but I was curious about, like, side effects and, you know, is there real possible problems for it? How safe is it? You know,
how far along is she?
Not more than a month.
Do you know what procedure they're going to do?
No, we actually haven't been to Planned Parenthood yet. This is kind of just like a...
All right.
Oh, they're going to do the fogger.
They might do the pills where you take medication that causes an abortion, or they might do a vacuum abortion. There's various things they can do. They're all quite safe. It's very rare for there to be a complication, but the surgical interventions can cause bleeding or infection. The pills can cause excessive bleeding. And
they have pills?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
And there is a chance with the surgical procedures of affecting fertility, though pretty rare. So by and large, it's a pretty safe thing. The thing that's not made much of, though, is most women have to have an abortion have an emotional reaction. And I think it's more than just the sense of them having lost something. I think there's a biological change when somebody goes from pregnant to not pregnant. And very little is made of that. But women often complain of a feeling of very intense loss that goes on in depression for several weeks or even months afterwards.
Well, what goes on with the hormones when you get pregnant?
Well, a lot of beta-HCG and progesterone starts going up. And, yeah, those are...
So, I mean, there's a little bit of a switch that's thrown biologically.
Yep, there is.
And it's hard to shut the switch down. What's that, Kyle?
Is it like mood swings, or is it just like they become depressed?
They get kind of. I think they feel like a mourning, Like, you were shaking your heads awfully enthusiastically here.
Well, I think it would be hard.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Hey, Kyle?
Yes.
All right. So go on and figure out what your options are.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
There's always, right. always adoption out there, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Donnas will adopt.
You have enough.
They're looking for they're looking for a fresh roadie.
It's okay.
You need 11 kids?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
All right, let's talk to Lisa as a question for the band. Lisa, you're 14.
Yeah, the Donnas rule my left one.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got a tattoo that says left out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where is it?
My wrist.
Let's see.
Yes.
Wow. Is that a tattoo?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good.
See, this one's fake.
Oh, yeah. You better hope so, because it's coming off on your shirt. Go ahead, Lisa.
I saw you guys live once, and I came home bruised, deaf, and happy.
Oh, well, I'm glad you had a good
Sorry
time.
About the bruises.
Oh, it was all good.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Do you guys have any suggestions on how to make a successful all-girl band?
Well, I think that, you know, just get in a band with people that you really like. And
yeah, like your best friends.
Yeah, yeah. That you want to spend.
I'm in a band already.
Oh, cool.
We don't have a CD or anything out. We need to get our stuff together, but...
Well, just keep practicing a lot.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that can record you. You can even buy your own home recording stuff. It's not that expensive. I bought a Tascam when I was, like, in seventh grade.
Really? Do you hook those on your computer?
Yeah, you can. It's really easy to record stuff on your computer. Figure it out.
I got a Tote and Play when I was.
You could also get a tape recorder.
Yeah, but I think practicing is key. Definitely.
Yeah, practice a lot.
We used to tape our practices just on cassette tapes and stuff.
And I'm sure if you like look in the back of like a music magazine, you can find someone who records stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I really love you guys and Dr. Drew and Adam. You rule.
Thanks.
That's
cool. What's the name of your band?
My Doll.
My Doll.
That's good.
What do you play?
The drums.
Awesome, awesome.
But you spell it like my doll, like my dolly.
M-Y-D-O-L-L, but
right.
We got it from the medicine.
It's good.
Tricky.
Nice.
Smart. Yeah. We'll see you on the show soon.
Definitely.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right.
Good luck.
Together.
Well, good times.
All right, well, thank you.
Keep playing.
I wonder, if you have, like, let's say you want to do, like, let's say you got three girls, and you wanna hire a fourth person for the band, or you want to have a fourth person in the band. Like, you need a bass player, and there's a guy who's good at bass, and there's a girl who's good at bass. You should get the girl, right? I mean, is it better to have an all-girl band if you're close?
I think it kind of is, because I think that just... there's always something weird if there's a male in a group with three girls, because there's always going to be like some type of weird attraction going on, and it's just better when it's just all girls.
I think
it also depends on the person, though, too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If it's your best friend, if everyone's best friends with them, if you know there's not going to be any romantic entanglements or something, then it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I just think it's cooler being a girl band than it is to have like one guy screwing it up.
Yeah, guys are in a girl band.
Yeah. I'd like to be... I don't know what bands there are like this where there's one guy and three or four girls. I seem to have seen it before, but no one's really made it big that way, have they?
I wanted to do that. I wanted to have, like, this crazy rock band with just one guy.
I could be that one guy.
You wanted an all-bass band.
Oh, I also wanted an all-bass band.
Well, I play the tambourine, and I play that hollowed-out fish.
Oh, no way!
I've been looking for a hollowed-out fish player.
Have one of those things that goes... Whoosh.
Yeah, those things are crazy, too. Are you good at the fish?
I don't play that. I do pretty good fish.
Really?
Can you do the triangle?
I don't have that kind of range.
That's kind of hard.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you.
He does the chuck wagon tank triangle.
I do that. It's time to eat triangle, but I can't really do it in a song. But I do the fish pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to say hi, Aaron. Hi, my friend Aaron.
Does she play the fish?
She's really good at playing the fish.
She plays
guitar.
Yeah, she plays the fish and the guitar.
She's good at that, too.
Yeah. Well, I just want to basically be eye candy up there, you know.
Put
my leather pants on, shake it pretty good.
Leather pants.
Play my fish.
You're gonna make that happen, okay?
Seatless.
I got seatless leather pants. I like to dance. Yeah. Sean.
Yeah.
You're 20.
Dude, I didn't think you guys were gonna talk to me.
Oh well.
All right.
We're having mixed feelings about it now, dude. But go ahead.
All right, my question was, like, I'm seeing this girl who's a couple years older than me,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I don't know, we've been talking a lot about having sex, mm-hmm. but I know I have a problem with coming too quick,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I don't know if I wanted to get, like, I don't know what I could do about that, because, like, I really want to have sex with her, but I'm pretty sure, like, as soon as I stick it in, I'm going to come, you know?
And she's a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
So you don't want to...
And I know she's had sex plenty of times before, you know?
Yeah, so you don't want to screw this up.
Yeah, I don't want to screw this up at all, and, like, all right. I don't know.
Well, first, let me ask the girls. Is it a big turn-off when a guy does this?
I think it's kind of, like, they're dorky, but it's kind of like, oh, they like they like me a lot, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of a compliment because it's, oh, they were so hot for me.
It's better this way than not being able to get it up, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, if you guys have been together for a little while, you know, obviously you like each other.
At least you're talking about it.
Yeah.
It's sort of a backhanded compliment. It's like it's like when the guy says, I love you so much I have to kill you. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a compliment. Yeah.
This is something people can work out, though.
Yeah, I think so. Just talk to her about
it. I think that's a good idea.
Tell her you are inexperienced.
Yeah, and, I mean, she'll probably want to work on it with
Are you inexperienced, Sean?
Yeah.
I mean, I've only been with one other girl before, and that didn't last very long either.
No, you'll work this out.
Well, she might, like, take you on as her protege and be like, I'm going to teach you.
Like a project?
Yeah.
Well, what if a guy...
Especially if she's older.
What if a guy said to you, look, I haven't been with many people. I don't have a lot of experience. You know, that's not bad. It's low mileage. You know, he's not going to give you crabs or herpes or something, right?
Necessarily.
Good he's being honest.
I'm into you. I'm a quick study. Show me the ropes for a couple of nights, and I'll be banging the bejesus out of you by Friday.
Wow.
Would you go for that?
Yeah, if I really liked him.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying to you right now. Okay. I'm talking about myself.
Oh, jeez.
You couldn't tell that was me? You didn't know? Really?
No.
Oh, all right. Sean.
Like, I don't know.
What's that, Sean?
There's no, like, a, like, thick condom or, like, some kind of, like, ointment or, like, nothing.
Why don't you masturbate right beforehand?
Oh, yeah?
Or a couple of times even beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, how do you do it right beforehand? I mean, you're out on a date and stuff. You don't just go over there and have sex with her.
Before the date.
How about before the date?
Like,
yeah.
Like, she's given me head before, and, like, that doesn't even last very long. Like, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, but then I already feel like I got to come, like, just
right. Yeah, but that's a gift, right? I mean, you're doing her a favor that way.
Yeah. Why don't you... It's a great gift. It's a great gift. Nice money shot in the cornea. That's a fine gift, Drew. Oh, well.
At least she doesn't get TMJ and the money
well,
shot.
Well, that's true.
The money shot's coming either way.
That's true. Sean? Woo!
Yeah.
Why don't you masturbate before the date? And then wash off when you're done, would you? You get that ball sweat going.
I don't want to, like, what if I get into a habit of, like, doing that, and then another time, like, I'm with her, and we're going to do it, and, like, I don't have time.
All right, well, that's down the road. You need to get a good outing under your belt.
Just get some practice.
You're fine.
It's going to work out.
And you know what?
It's the anxious guys that have this problem, though. You notice that?
Yeah.
It's the super anxious guys that have the
cool problem. I know. Sean, there's no magic cure here.
All right, I tried smoking some weed before, but then...
Yeah, Sean, we've given you our advice.
You've tried that since you were in the 7th grade.
Every night.
Yeah. All right. That wouldn't offend you guys, though, would it? That quick shot.
Are you asking for yourself again?
No, that's awesome.
No, I'm talking. I think women are a little disappointed, but then ultimately they must look at it as a compliment.
Well, I think most women are understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're into the guy.
Yeah, it depends on the guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, here's one last quick question before we go to break. I think guys think that women judge them by sex too much. And really, they're with a guy because they want to be with the guy.
Once again, guys think women assess the physical relationship the way guys assess it.
Right.
And that's not the way a woman's mind works.
Right. Yes.
And vice versa. Women make the mistake of thinking men's minds are working like theirs, and they're not.
Right.
Right.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We got Donna's in studio tonight. We're going to hear something off the CD after this. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Maya and Tori are both here from the Donnas. We're going to hear a Donna song, just like we promised. Spend the Night's the name of the CD. And let's hear the song first, and we'll go take some calls. You ready there, Anderson? Yes, he is. Okay. This one's called Who Invited You?
We'll be right back.
And a big ending, too, like a rock and roll ending.
Of course.
I don't like those songs that just sort of fade out. I like the tick, tick, tick. Yeah, here we go. We're going to hear the end. Oh, wait, we got one more. Yeah.
Deep Purple.
There's a Spinal Tap song that ended that way, too, that was good. All right, not that these guys are any Spinal Tap.
Oh, well, we have many.
We are Spinal Tap.
We have many
actually.
Spinal Tap moments.
That's oh, good.
Lots of bands do, but yeah.
Well, the Donnas are here in the studio tonight. We are going to hop back to the phones. And again, if you want to find out any information about the band, tour dates, or any of that stuff, you just go to www.thedonnas.com.
Yes.
And that's where you'll find all your information. David?
Yes.
You're 34?
Yes.
What's up?
First off, I want to say, Adam, you are a genius.
Thank you, my brother.
And Dr. Drew, you do such great stuff for people.
Thank you, David. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Massachusetts.
Where?
In Marlboro, kind of near Boston.
Drew went to school out somewhere there, right, Drew?
Yeah, I did.
Do you smoke cool. Marlboros?
And I had a question for the Donnas.
Yes?
First off, I want to say, Tori, I absolutely love you. I think you're the greatest.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted to know if you guys had any plans on putting together a full-length DVD. And how you feel about people, like, taping your shows and trading them?
Well, we've always let people tape our shows and stuff. We had a DVD with the first 100,000 copies of our new CD, and it kind of had us in the studio and stuff, and it had a little live footage. I think it'd be a cool thing for us to do at some point.
I think we'll probably do it.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you let people tape your show? I mean, how does that work?
You have to have, like, a photo pass or something.
Oh, I see.
They have to, like, call the club before and ask if it's okay to bring a camera in.
Because some clubs aren't into it.
Oh, I
see.
They
won't allow
videotape show. It. Right, right. Yeah, they get a little weird about that.
Yeah.
Drew and I used to do these college circuits where we did a little speaking engagements at colleges. And the funny thing is we would always say the only thing we want is coffee.
Uh-huh.
When we show up, and they would never have coffee. But their always thing was, we know you guys don't want any photography. And we always said, we don't care about the photography.
Yeah.
We want the goddamn coffee. Take all the pictures you want. And every we did 50 of them, and everyone was like, well, no coffee, but don't worry, there won't be any flash photography.
Right, right.
We kept yelling, we don't care.
We don't care.
Who decided you were going to have a seizure if you saw a flashbulb on stage?
I have seizures all the time.
Well, it's hard when they put the camera right into your face and they start clicking.
Yeah.
I know that's happened too.
Yeah, but it makes you feel like a star.
Not really. It just makes you, like, self-conscious, and it makes you want to, like, beat them up.
It can make you mess up if you're lying.
Because, like, you're trying to play something.
I would think so.
All right. You guys make a compelling point for no flash photography.
Or only in the first three songs.
Yeah, but what if you're like me and you're just telling jack-off jokes for 2 hours?
Then you should get a lot of flash photography.
I think you might like it.
You know, you're not really doing anything.
Like it's going to be like I'm up there going, I was at home stroking my... Oh, Drew, where was I?
Forget it.
I've lost a moment.
Hey, knock, knock.
That does sound like you, though.
Oh, no. He's kidding.
You got a who's there? We got a knock, knock? All right, can you say it on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, who's there?
Little boy blue.
Little boy blue who?
Michael Jackson! She likes to tell jokes when we play.
I got a lot more.
Yeah, whoa.
If you got any other good knock knocks, we'll do it. All right, so where are we going now, Drew? Line
it's
five. Amy?
Hi.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm wondering if it's possible to get genital warts anally.
Sure is. In fact, that is associated with anal cancer later in life.
Really?
That's just God punishing you.
Did you have anal sex?
Yes, I have.
And you've got some warts there?
I was told at the doctor's office that they were probably hemorrhoids, but I tried some hemorrhoid cream and it was just making them kind of hurt.
Well, warts don't hurt, A.
Okay.
And B, there could be nothing more different looking than a
hemorrhoid wart.
Than a
exactly
wart.
The same.
What?
They could look exactly the same.
No, they couldn't look more different.
Oh.
Could not look more different. Hemorrhoid is a giant bulbous vein popping out of your tush.
Uh-huh.
And a wart is a skin tag. It looks like a wart.
Your doctor couldn't tell the difference?
No, he could. He told her it was hemorrhoid.
Well, she told me it was a hemorrhoid.
Well, that, right. Then well, they're not going to mistake those two, believe me. And warts don't hurt. So it's a hemorrhoid. And you can get that from anal sex, too.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So use the hemorrhoid cream. Use Anusol. It takes quite a while to heal. Hot baths.
Anusol?
Anusol. We already went over this.
Yeah, Anusol. It's got the word anus right in it.
Okay.
We wanted to change it to Anusol, wasn't that it?
Well,
Whole anus.
If you hit the syllable a different way, you got Anusol, don't you?
So we were going to switch it to Whole anus.
No, just Anusol. All right. Come on, Drew.
Whole anus would be fine.
Whole anus?
Old apostrophe anus.
All right.
Right?
No.
Like old anus?
No, we agreed on anus all a long time ago, Drew.
I like old anus.
Yeah, see?
Oh, you just like Drew, that's all.
He's nice.
He's good people. All right, Amy. Good luck with the old anus, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Hot baths.
Sitz bath.
Sitz bath.
Sit in that warm tub of water. Couldn't hoit, as the Jews say. Cassandra?
Yes.
You're 18?
I'm 19.
Oh, you're 19. That's right. What's up?
Well, actually, Saturday morning, I had sex with my boyfriend. It wasn't the first time I ever had sex, but it was the first time I had sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, majorly, majorly hurt.
How come?
And since Saturday morning, I've been bleeding.
Why did it hurt so much?
I don't know if it was because of the size of him.
Well, is he big?
Yes.
Okay, well, that could be one thing.
Did he penetrate and then it hurt all of a sudden, or was it just sort of a progressive irritation?
It just started hurting, like, after, like, the first time he inserted it, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And, like, my stomach muscles, like, cramp up really bad when I go to the bathroom, like, when I pee.
Well, maybe you have a urine infection. Are you sure this is from your vagina and you're not peeing the blood?
No, I've been bleeding, like, bleeding.
Vaginal bleeding.
Like, not really, really bad bleeding, but, you know, not
All right.
Like if I had my period bleeding, but...
Right. Oh, well, let me ask a couple of questions. First off, were you guys drinking the night before?
No, we weren't.
All right. But don't crap on my point. Say yes. Yes, heavily. But, Drew, here's what I want to say.
I was drinking mad crazy.
Thank you. But, Drew, just for other people. Like, yeah. You know you get dehydrated? Like, if you were out drinking Friday night and then you had sex Saturday morning, you might be dehydrated?
Yeah.
Would this work for the Coos as well?
No.
No?
Coos is dehydration proof.
It is?
Well, no.
Really?
But look, it's not. Why would that cause pain and bleeding?
No, not with her. I'm just, this is FYI.
Oh,
you could
have a lubrication problem from dehydration, yeah.
You could. I mean, I'm just saying, if you were drinking the night before, you might be a little dry the next day.
Yeah.
Not to do with Cassandra.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Cassandra, here, a couple deals. So it's the bleeding started immediately after sex, pretty much?
Actually, I think it started during.
During, uh-huh. Right. So maybe there's a lot of different things that can cause this, okay? It could be some infection in the uterus, could be some trauma to that area that sort of caused some persistent bleeding. It could be a polyp, could be a ruptured ovarian cyst, could be endometriosis, could be this is coming from your bladder and you don't really understand, can't really tell.
How big is the guy?
Bigger than 8 inches.
Really?
Ouch.
When I think either 13 or 14, I was diagnosed with ovarian cyst. I've been on birth control.
All right, so you may have ruptured a cyst in the course
Oh, I'd love to do some damage just once. Just once, I'll let my penis take somebody out.
Or just have somebody say that it did.
Yeah. I don't want to kill them. I'm just talking about, like, hobbling them.
Just a light
maiming.
Some excessive bleeding.
Kind of.
Just something that makes them go to the doctor and go, you know that Adam Carolla? He's huge.
He almost killed me. You have not yet realized.
Yeah. Instead,
and we'll never.
No. You know, instead, I get. Are you in?
Operation.
You just want to do it on your own.
It doesn't really work. I hear about the pump, but I can barely floss. I don't think I can sit with a pump on my dork an hour a day. Well, maybe I could.
I can forward you some penile enlargement acid.
You have info?
Yeah.
Hey, Cassandra.
Yes.
Did you know he was big before that night?
No, I found out
Right, I mean, you guys had. And did you make any comment to him?
Well,
that's the next thing I want. Yeah.
In that kind of situation, like, what I said to him, like, after he inserted it, is I was in pain.
Oh, okay, that's good.
We weren't really.
But you didn't give like
really able to go for very long because it hurt really too much. Getting worse and worse.
You didn't give like an oh my when you saw it or that's what I'm talking about or anything like that?
I was like, oh my God.
You were? Yeah. That's what I want.
I said to him, oh my God. I said, this is really, really going to hurt.
Yeah, I mean, before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
But now, look, she's complaining about it. It's not going to work.
But
it's not going to fit.
I'm not worried about
that. You don't care about that part. You don't care about that reality.
It'd be nice to hear just once, you know? Right. Like, oh, my God.
All right, because you've got to go in and be looked at. There's a lot of things could be going on here, some of which are infectious, some of which need to be treated, and it's time.
Right.
If you get any fevers during the night, you got to go in immediately.
All right, Maya, Tori, let's pretend we're having a threesome.
Oh, geez.
And I'm huge.
Right, let's get it over with. Let's get this over with. So you'll put this to bed once again.
Oh, my God.
Well, not yet.
Oh, you're going to cue
us? You guys took me to the bus. I'm going to the tour bus.
You already have the key to it.
All right. I got the all-American key to the bus. Yeah. Now it's time for me to drop my pants.
Uh-huh.
You got any zipper sounds there, no? Anderson? Thank you, jackass. All right. What do you think, ladies?
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's it? Oh, no. Tori, anything?
Which of you went to NYU acting school? Come on.
Tori, come on. Find your implicit cue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it was like wow. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
You girls need another Bartles and James, or are you cool?
More.
All right. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Gotta get my beer goggles on, you know?
Oh.
Like I was lying when I said, like, oh my God.
All right.
I don't know if that's part of it.
Forget you guys. It's enough.
The other half of the band back.
I'm going to the L7 bus.
Oh, come on.
Or maybe Silver Chair. They're young.
I don't
know if you would get the reaction you want from either of those bands.
I'm saying they're young foreigners. What do they know?
But aren't we hotter than Silverchair?
Well, I don't know anymore. A minute ago you were.
Oh, come on.
No, the bloom is off the rose, ladies.
Oh.
Yeah, I want you. We're going to take a break. I want you guys to think long and hard about what went on over there, all right? Oh, what that geez. Was, all right? All right, let me get back. Tell me what that was. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew.
Adam,
Maya and Tori both here from the band The Donnas. The CD is out as we speak. It's Spend the Night. And again, you go to www.thedonnas.com to find out any information about extensive tour dates coming up in the next few months. True, yes?
It takes all kinds, Adam.
It really does.
Yeah.
It takes all kinds. I want to bring that saying back. I want to bring To the Tune Of back. And
Soufflé humor?
What about Janky?
Oh,
bring
yeah.
that back?
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
trying to also bring back So Funny I Forgot to Laugh.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that when it went out.
See, it kind of did.
It
kind of yeah.
did, yeah. And I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. Although we shouldn't have to dust that one off for a little while.
Right.
Tyler?
Yeah?
What's up? I'd also like to bring back Looking Good. To bring that back, too. Tyler?
Yeah?
Yeah, see if you could work Looking Good somewhere into this question, all right?
Okay.
All right, Tyler, what's up?
But you can't say looking good. You have to say looking good. All right?
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Looking good.
Yeah, but working into the body of the question.
Tyler, what's your question, buddy?
Now,
you're asking too much. Of
the all right, sorry. Sorry, Tyler's head's going
to
explode.
I don't know how to do this. Now, would you say that chick who just walked by was looking good?
Yes, I would. Now stop saying that.
Okay, cool.
All right, I'm not saying that anymore.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering. I have probably the best body in class and mm-hmm. probably the largest dick in class, but...
Uh-huh. So but, would you say that you're looking good?
Yeah, you can say that, but all the right. thing is most of the girls in class, they said that 99% of the girls my age don't even care about schlongs or anything.
Oh, Tyler, yeah. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
That's tough.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to advertise anything. I'm just saying.
But what about that 1% that's obsessed with schlongs in your class? I mean,
how
certainly.
Old are you?
14.
He's 14. He's got a hot body.
Wait till you're 15, then they'll all be obsessed.
Tyler, how do the girls know how big your schlong is when
you're
in ninth
grade? Do you wear, like, Speedos?
Well, no, I had a friend stay the night, and I had bunk beds. And I thought he was still asleep, and I just kind of woke up with a Woody. Mm-hmm. I stretched out and it popped out and he saw it, and then he spread the word across school.
Smart.
And plus we messed around in class.
With each other?
No, just playing with our dicks and stuff.
What?
In your class?
You're gay.
I mean, not
and so everyone
it, no,
watches
I mean, just
you?
Like through your pocket and everything.
Yeah, how does that let the ladies know you're big, though? Because you get your hand on your nuts all the time?
Well, I mean, occasionally they'll walk by while you can kind of see it through.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why the ladies don't like you.
No, well, I'm not trying to do that, but...
Hey, he's not conceited. Come on.
That's well, right. also, I have, I'm actually pretty built.
Right.
And I'm not perverted or anything. I'm
no.
one of the nicer guys in class, but...
Sure.
Some reason I can't.
Sounds like a delight.
Get a girlfriend.
Can't get a girlfriend. I wonder why. Why do you think young Tyler can't get a
it's
girlfriend?
That laugh because of the Mater D from the Bugs Bunny, Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Why is that? Why aren't girls more like guys?
Well,
they're
girls.
That.
Well, I always had a crush on Pee Wee Herman.
Right.
But I think everyone else in the world doesn't have a crush on a Pee Wee Herman. And I think jacking off in class kind of makes you Pee Wee Herman. So that's why no one likes you.
Hey, Tyler?
No, we just do that to scare each other.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So you're having trouble getting a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm sure once the ladies find out the real Tyler, they'll be,
have you ever
knocking
tried to,
down your door.
To talk to a girl or something?
Yeah, I have. It's just...
Have you explained to her how hot you are?
Have you been like, look, I'm Tyler, I'm this big.
I tried it, but then they just get all grossed out everything.
Right.
Maybe that's not the right approach.
They look and walk away.
Right.
I'm the big boy.
Here's what most young women tell me they wish from the young males, which is just somebody to sit down and listen to them. Just talk to them and sit and listen.
Buy her flowers. Yeah, or just talk about a different subject, maybe, than the one you've
been
trying. Okay,
no one feels sorry for Tyler. No, okay. Whatever it is you've been doing, stop doing it and do something else. That's what you need to do.
Read a book.
Look at this.
And don't impress him. What?
We got 40 seconds. Look at this.
Steve?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a problem. 2.5 months ago, I met this chick that she was the best. I mean, I've never met a girl that it was exactly like me, basically, in personality-wise. I mean, we really fell in love. That's and
on.
Then
all
she's
right.
she's got some stuff going on back home in San Diego that she's got to go back there for. But, I mean, I feel so strongly about this girl, I don't want to lose her. And I don't feel like I'm ready for marriage, but I feel like I want to propose to her. I don't want to lose this girl. I don't want
to. Well, that's not a way to get married. You don't propose somebody to prevent somebody from carrying on with their life in the way they need to.
You chain them to the radiator if you don't want them to leave.
Right,
you don't propose.
In the closet.
I agree with Drew.
No,
be nice,
I agree with you guys. I definitely agree with you guys. It's that I feel like I want her to be comfortable to come back. You know, I want her to come back.
Tell her that.
Tell her you don't want her to leave.
And if she doesn't want to come back, then she ain't feeling the way you are.
If you love someone, set them free.
That's right.
Yeah, I want to bring that phrase back, too.
Me, too. And if they don't come back, and they come back, I always hated that cramp, too.
Yeah.
The Donnas are here. We'll take a break. Maybe we'll come back. Maybe we won't. We'll see how much in love with you we are. That's the show, y'all. I want to thank all the Donnas for coming in here, Tori and Brett and Maya and Allison.
Thank you.
And tell everyone to go out and get Spend the Night, the CD. You will not be disappointed. Also, www.thedonnas.com for any information about tours or anything like that. Great meeting you guys.
Yeah.
And come back anytime you like.
Thanks. It was fun. Definitely.
Go out, do the Lollapalooza and everything.
You've been around long enough that you should have been up here before. So
yeah.
Come
that's
up
good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Go out, do your tours, come back, tell us all about it.
Okay.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. It's Roberto there.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.